chops is available, you know, it's something that we consider and we would do. I know Chops well. I know he's had a lot of problems in the past over the last couple of years. I'm sure there'll be plenty of questions that would need to be asked whoever took him, really. But, you know, Chops on his day is a quality goal scorer, simple as that. And, you know, it's something that I would have to sit down with the chairman, with the player, and look at if we were. If there's quality players out there and we have a chance of getting them, then we will be in the mix for them players. But I'm sure there'll be lots of clubs looking at him if he is available.
I know that you don't like to go into too much of the names on the record, but the only reason I ask is because Chopra's name is out there. It does say in this paper that there's been talks between the clubs. You know, have you spoken to Ipswich? Have you spoken to Michael Chopra?
I speak to Chops quite often. You know, spoke to him in the summer, didn't speak about signing or whatever. He phones me up now and again, just to see how my family are. I'll do the same with him. It's just a conversation. If that then leads on to people saying, oh, well, we're after him or whatever, then I can't, you know, do anything about that. You know, I still speak to a lot of players that I had in the past. And I'll continue to do that because they phone me and I have a respect with them and a friendship that goes beyond just player to football manager.
Whether it's Michael Chopra or anybody else, because there are other strikers like him, is he kind of like the kind of striker that you feel that you need at this stage?
You know, we took Leroy. I'm still waiting to get to see what's happening and get the green light and everything else. So we're still talking to Leroy from last year. So we have got players that are, you know, waiting on us to make decisions or whatever. And that's going to be ongoing until, you know, the green light is given or we get players out to manoeuvre to bring people in.
By your own admission, Dave, you don't like to talk about transfer targets. So the fact that, you know, you are just waiting for the green light from Leroy, does that suggest that that one is going to happen eventually?
Well, I hope something will happen. I mean, I'm sure everybody within the club hopes something will happen. It's not as easy as what people think. You know, these players have other options as well, and they're waiting to see what their options are, whether they're going to get paid more or whatever. It's something that's, you know, going to happen for however long we're here. You know, during the season, getting loans, there's going to be lots of names that are going to be thrown around. I mean, there's lots going on about. It's just waiting, moving at the right time, having a little bit of luck that you're the one that the player decides that, you know, he wants the club that he wants to go to. So it's lots of factors. It's not that we're not doing anything. It's just that it might be out of our hands, as was the Healing one.
And sometimes you just can't go on the record and say things as much as you might like to. At times you can't. Is there anything else close in the background there that may be sort of coming to fruition in the next few days?
There could be lots of things. I try not to be awkward, but it's so difficult, as you I've told you before, to give out names. Someone goes on the internet and says that we're looking at this player, an agent might throw the name around. I mean, how many times have you asked me over the last 2 months about certain players that I hadn't even heard of from abroad? You know, there was one story going around that, you know, the player that spoke to the paper and everything else, and he was coming, and, you know, I didn't even know who the player was. So there's lots of things like that that go on.